USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. With or without Republican support, President Biden says he's willing to move forward with his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan.
COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also joined President Biden on Friday to call for immediate relief. The FBI has increased a reward to find who they believe planted two pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee offices on the night before the U.S. Capitol riot 3 weeks ago. The reward was increased from $75,000 to $100,000 on Friday. The FBI has shared a picture of a suspect in hopes of identifying them. The body of Officer Brian Sicknick will become just the third U.S. Capitol police officer to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. Officer Sicknick died from the injuries he suffered when he was attacked by a mob that stormed the Capitol. His body will lie in state on Tuesday night. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland on Friday.
For 8 years as Vice President, I'd come here. My whole family would spend every Christmas day here all day.
Yes, sir.
And seeing everybody. And the good news is there's not many people here.
Yes, sir.
We're a lot back then.
Yes, sir.
The President's late son, Beau, who died from brain cancer, was treated at the hospital, and so was the President for a brain aneurysm. President Biden met with wounded service members and toured the hospital's vaccination site. A three-member panel of circuit court judges appointed by former President Trump have granted U.S. border officials permission to resume deporting unaccompanied children who are apprehended along the border, but it's unclear if the Biden administration will choose to do so. The judges ruled Friday to block a lower court order. An estimated 13,000 unaccompanied migrant children were removed from U.S. soil prior to a court order last November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Calls are growing for federal regulators to step in to address the wild ride on Wall Street of late. Several trading platforms limited trades with GameStop this week after its stock went up 1,600% in the past 3 weeks. GameStop shares were up nearly 65% or $127 on Friday to $325 per share. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it's carefully monitoring the situation. The S&P 500 ended its worst week in 3 months, down 73 points on the day to 3714, off 3.2% for the week. The Dow lost over 620 points to close at 29,982. NASDAQ fell 266 to 13,070. Analysts predict a significant drop in Valentine's Day spending. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.